Greetings, greetings on this soulful Sunday, March 12th, 2023. Today's read is going to be an article that speaks to 6 ways to build long-lasting healthy habits. This article is a personal read, just like all my other reads, because I'm in this thing called life right along with you. And yesterday was a really trying day. Yesterday was Saturday. On Friday, I spilled hot tea on my phone and prayed and hoped and wiped it off as quickly as possible, but the phone was ruined. And we all need our phones. How can my family and friends contact me? How can I contact anybody else? Plus all the apps you have and, you know, all the things we have in our phones, right? So I tried to be positive about it. I set things in motion. I waited. I didn't just rush to try to get a new phone because these things are expensive. So I put it in rice. You know how you put the rice, put the device in the rice and you try to drain the water out. But again, it wasn't just water, it was tea. So the phone was ruined. So I knew I had to get a new one. So while I was at work yesterday, I went online. I said, let me go transfer over to a new company because then you can get a great deal on a phone, right? Did all of the plan searching, everything online. My main thing was to keep my number, though. I've had my same number for years, and it's tied to all kinds of things. So I was like, yes, I can port my number. Wonderful. Did everything online, paid for it, because I did not want to go in the store and be treated by salespeople trying to upsell. I know myself. I don't like that. So everything was done. Phone was picked out. I'm not big on phones. I'm not big on paying all of this extra. I don't need all the bells and the whistles. I just need a phone. Got me a new little phone. It's actually really little. I could have splurged just a little bit more. But anyway, got me a new phone. Go in. First of all, they had me waiting forever. But I'm practicing patience. I'm breathing. It's part of my healthy habits, right? Talk nice to myself by not being negative towards anybody, right? Oh, my patience was tested. And then when I get up there, finally, this was a long wait. They said they couldn't port my number. That was the reason I even did any of this. So it was just like a long, drawn-out situation. And finally, the store was about to close, okay? I was like, you know what? I don't want this. Just, the lady gonna say, okay, well, it's a $40 restock fee. And that was it. I did curse. I'm not gonna lie. But my cool was gone. My patience was gone. And after all of that, what I did, I've been eating healthy. I went and got some pizza. Because there's still the village of self that I need to work on. And so this article, of course, there's no end all be all. I'm a human being and, you know, we're going to get off track every once in a while. But that's the second time in the past couple of weeks. Nope, that's the third time in the past couple of weeks that I got off track. So I know I got to sit with myself. So this article, I hope, will be helpful and useful. Also, I'm going to talk to my personal circle of people once I get my phone number back. And it's probably people that it's been a couple of days. And I know there's text messages. People are probably like, where? I haven't been on any of my social media. You know, your phone number is important. I have to set all of that back up. So the frustration is real. But my coping skills have to be real too. I don't have to let that be an excuse to just be mean to people, talk bad about people in my head. Like, that's why your hair look like that. You know what I mean? That's not nice. But I forgive myself. I forgive myself. And today is another day to get back on track. But I am going to get into this article about 6 ways to build long-lasting healthy habits. Because for me, I want to have peace and calm in any situation. I don't want to use aggravation as an excuse to eat crappy food. I want my health to be my priority over everything else. Because what's the point of working out? I'm also on a workout regimen now. What's the point of working out if I'm not going to eat right? So I have to make that choice. Hopefully I'll find some great pointers in this article, and hopefully you will too as well. I found this article on the Charlotte Post website, The Voice of the Black Community. It's titled 6 Ways to Build Long-Lasting Healthy Habits, and it was published Sunday, January 29th of 2023 by Family Features in their health section. 6 Ways to Build Long-Lasting Healthy Habits. Starting on a path toward healthy habits is often easier than maintaining them long-term. Mm-hmm. This year, you can avoid a major pitfall of healthy resolutions and build healthy habits that stick by working small positive steps into your daily life. In fact, healthy habits are the first suggested treatment strategy for people whose blood pressure and cholesterol levels are creeping higher than normal, according to an American Heart Association scientific statement. The current guidelines for managing high blood pressure and cholesterol recognize that otherwise healthy individuals with mildly or moderately elevated levels of these cardiovascular risk factors should actively attempt to reduce these risks, and increasing physical activity is a great place to start. And that is, again, from the American Heart Association Science Bulletin. Bust common habit building myths. You may be surprised to learn the truth about creating and sticking to healthy habits. One myth is getting healthy means doing things you don't like. Research shows positive emotions make habits stick, so set your intentions on something you enjoy. Another misconception is big results require big changes, which may lead to overly ambitious habits. However, the simpler the routine is, the more likely it is to become a habit. Work with your brain loops. Your brain creates loops for habits made up of 3 things: a cue, a routine, and a reward. Each time the loop is repeated, it becomes more routine and may become automatic. So I'm going to pause here and think about what happened to me yesterday. My brain looped. So the cue was I was aggravated. The routine is do the negative self-talk, get angry, and my reward was that pizza. That's an unhealthy habit. So I'm going to journal about that, and I'm going to work out a new way to respond to the cue of getting aggravated, because aggravation is not going to go away. Let's just be real. So that's something personal I'll have to work on. But looking into how my brain works, both negatively and positively, will work for me, because also I found a workout place near my job that is outdoors in nature, and it was fun working out outside, and I don't have to do it inside a gym, and I really was proud of myself. So let's go back to the loop, how that loop. Okay, so the cue was, what was my cue? The The cue was the workout. Like, work was over. Like, the intention to get to the workout. The cue was, I have this resource available to me outdoors. I love nature. I want to work out. It was available. I took advantage of it. The routine was, I tried something new. It wasn't difficult, but it was challenging enough where I felt something in my abs. I felt something in my hamstring and my glutes. And I jogged to the place. So my cardiovascular was up. My cardiovascular system was working. And I was sweating, which was the reward because I really felt good afterwards. That was the reward. And I slept well that night. Those nights that I've done the exercise and I was proud of myself. So that's the reward. Okay. Let's see. Knowing this, you can design cues for developing new, which is what I just worked out with y'all. Developing new healthy habits, such as setting walking shoes by the bed to start a walking habit. The routine is putting on the shoes and walking around the block, and the reward is the pleasant sensations and the brighter mood from a morning stroll. Because let's face it, we all need to get more physical. Not we all, because I know a lot of y'all are getting your physical workout on. But for those of us who are getting back into the groove, this is a great article. Create cues that work for you. Most successful health habits begin with a cue. The cue can be external in your environment or internal in terms of your mindset. That's important for me, that mindset. Choosing healthy. Yeah. The more consistent the cue, the more likely it is to trigger the habit. Hacking your brain's reminder system can help you remember your cue. Some examples of visual cues are placing a sticky note where you'll see it often, keeping a water bottle on your desk, or refrigerating fresh veggies at eye level. Build a routine that supports your goals. Positive and consistent habits are important to achieve your personal goals. Small habits done consistently can add up to big results. To create a new healthy habit, think through the steps that could lead to your desired outcome. Ask yourself whether you want to do it, if it's easy, and if it's high impact. It's important to choose habits that make a difference and move you closer to your goals. For example, if one of your goals is improving your heart health, a meaningful habit might be to move more. Increasing physical activity can help lower blood pressure and cholesterol, along with many other health benefits. Every little bit of activity is better than none. Even small initial increases of 5 to 10 minutes a day can yield health benefits. Use rewards to make habits stick. Start by choosing a habit you enjoy that's rewarding by itself. If you're more of a dancer than a runner, increase your physical activity with an upbeat dance class. Hey, you might also look for a more enjoyable version of a new habit, such as getting more fruits and veggies by sipping on a delicious smoothie. Yes, highly recommended. Understand, resets are part of the process. New habits are experiments. If they don't stick, you haven't failed. Instead, you've learned what doesn't work, which is useful. Get curious and ask yourself which part of the habit didn't work for you. Maybe the cue was ineffective. Maybe the steps of the routine were too ambitious and you need to split them into smaller, easier steps. If you realize you don't enjoy the habit, stop doing it and try something else. Find more inspiration and ideas to jumpstart healthy habits this year at heart.org/habits. Yes. This article was helpful to me. bringing me back to my why. Why am I focusing on healthy habits? It's not a trend for me. It's real. Blood pressure, high blood pressure, can cause headaches, drain your energy, and can kill you. So, I'm going to keep that in mind when potentially aggravating situations come up. And remember, it's my job to regulate myself internally. To breathe like I know how to breathe. To handle the situation with poise and dignity and patience and grace. And to keep healthy snacks on hand. And you know when your mother used to say, you got food at home. I'm going to do a sticky note and put it in my car. You have food at home. And keep healthy food at home that I like to eat. Healthy snacks. So if I do feel like I want to grab something as a crutch to crunch on, or, you know, yeah, I can't do the pizza. First of all, I'm lactose intolerant, which is TMI for anybody listening. But it's just not healthy for me. The grease. And also allowing myself to get aggravated like that and raising my blood pressure. Without reading this article, I wouldn't have thought about blood pressure. But that is a factor when I allow myself to get overly angry. I was really angry yesterday because I was thinking about everything. And it hasn't changed anything. I still have to find a way to retrieve my old number. I still have to reach out to friends and family members that are probably wondering, where is she? Because I'm not on social media right now. And I still have to work through the problem. Getting really aggravated about it didn't change the problem. It just made me avoid it by focusing on the pizza and how the lady was, and I'm going to write a review, you know, for that store and da 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 da. New day, new energy, and I'm definitely going to get out to the workout spot, the nature workout spot today. I hope you've enjoyed this read. It was more personal than usual, but it's 2023. The time is now. Let's keep it real with each other and ourselves. Word.